But it doesn't end there. No one will leave that day until they get a personal one-on-one meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just you and Allah. Just you and Allah, that's it. No messenger, no translator, no one else. And Allah will bring you to Him. Can you imagine this? And He will say, Ya Abdi, oh my servant, إِنِّي رَاضٍ عَنْكَ فَهَلْ أَنْتَ رَاضٍ عَنْكَ. I am satisfied from you. Are you satisfied from me? Are you satisfied with what I gave you? And I will say, Ya Allah, of course we are. And Allah will remind you about things you did in this world. And you will be so embarrassed. But then Allah will say, إِنِّي غَفَرْتُهَا لَكَ. I have forgiven you. Ask me, what do you want? And so we will start to say, Ya Allah, I want this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And this, and this, and this, and this. And you will ask for many different things. And Allah will say, are you done? And you say, actually, I want this, and this, and this, and this, and that. And when you're done, Allah will say, but you forgot to ask me for this, and this, and that. These are things that you made dua for in the dunya, and I did not fulfill it. I have stored it for you in the hereafter. And so you will wish that all the dua you made in this world was never accepted, and that it was all stored for you in the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, never stop making dua. Allah is close and He hears you. And if He does not respond in this dunya, it is stored for you in the hereafter. And then Allah, at the end of this meeting, will say, and I will give you something above and beyond all of this. And you will say, what? And Allah will say, Al-Yawm, today, I will bestow, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكَ رِضْوَانِي. I will bestow my pleasure, my satisfaction upon you. And I'll never be upset with you again. Never. You know that feeling in Ramadan? Maybe during these last 10 nights, when you feel for a moment that Allah is happy with you? Do you know that? That's the feeling of the people of Jannah all the time.